This morning, I'd like to take a look with you at the passage of Scripture from this morning's Gospel, Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2. As you see up on the screen, you can follow along as we read verses 36 through 38. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband, 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord, who spoke of him, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. This morning, I'd like to just take a few minutes to look with you at Anna, the prophetess as we see here, or Anna as a godly role model. Anna as a godly role model. In these days, our role models that we see, that we oftentimes see, are the sports figures, the singers, the entertainers. And these are the role models that we look to. Whether it's Abdul Halim Hafiz or Britney Spears or Michael Jordan or whoever it may be, these are the role models. These are the people that we look to as people who we would like to be like. The rich people of the world, the famous people of the world. But what I'd like to do this morning is look at a real godly role model in the life of Anna, this old woman. We see, if we first look at this passage here, that we're told that Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. The first interesting thing as we look at an exposition or we analyze the scriptures this morning is that it says that she was the daughter of a man named Phanuel. The other time that we see this passage is in, or this name Phanuel, is in Genesis 32, which is a passage most of us will know, which is when Jacob wrestled with the Lord. And it says that after he wrestled with the Lord, he said that he truly saw the face of God, and he named the place Phanuel, which means the face of God. The other thing when we look at Anna is it says that she's a prophetess. And it's not to say that she's a prophetess as if this is a position, but rather that she was a woman who spoke the word of God. She spoke the will of God. And we see that later in the passage where it says, when she observed the Lord, when she had seen God face to face, when she had seen the face of God, when she saw our Lord, the Messiah, that she went out and she began to reveal this to all the people in Israel, all those who were waiting for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, Anna, we read here that she was, it says that in the Greek, she was of great age. In other words, it's not just saying she was old, it was saying she was really, really old. We've got two old people this morning, Simeon and Anna. And depending on how you read it, and the Greek is not very clear, but it says that she was a widow of about 84 years, and it's not clear if she was 84 years or if she had been a widow of 84 years. So we know that she was at least 84 years old. We also know that she had been, as we continue, in verse 36, she had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. So we know she lived for 7 years with her husband, and that she had been a widow possibly of 84 years. So 84 plus 7 is now 91. Now in those days it was not atypical for a woman or a girl, a young girl, to be married by the age of 13 or 14. So now this puts Anna at the age of 104 or 105 years old. We know she was at least 84 and potentially 104 or 105 years old. But the interesting thing is that she had been a widow for so long. We see this young girl For 84 years, she did not depart from the temple. It says that she did not depart from the temple, but served God with prayers and fastings night and day. This was how she served God, by prayer and fasting night and day. She was a very religious woman. She wasn't religious in the way that the Lord oftentimes condemned the Pharisees, that they would do it just for outward appearance, but she did it from her heart. And we know that because it said she was seeking to see the face of the Messiah. She was seeking to see the Lord. She looked for Christ, she found Christ, and she told others about Christ. Now, if we turn from the life of Anna to an application for our own lives, we see that Anna was old, yet she was very godly. She was an old lady, yet she was very godly. St. Paul, in the book of 1 Timothy, he gives instruction for how to deal with the widows. And this was a young widow. We're talking a widow of maybe 21 years old. 21 years old. According to St. Paul's instruction in 1 Timothy, he says, let these women become remarried. Why? Because as a general rule, when a young woman would lose her husband, and if those of us who are married can imagine just for a moment losing our spouse at the age of 21, he's told, let them enter back in and let them get remarried. This was his general recommendation. But we find that she did not remarry. She remained a widow for 84 years, the scriptures tell us. And when we see that she was old yet very godly, if we turn to the Psalm 92 and Psalm 71, we'll find the psalmist says some very interesting things about the old people, or the older. First, in Psalm 92, verse 14, we read, they shall still bear fruit in old age, they shall be fresh and flourishing. We oftentimes think that when we become older, or those of us who are older, that's it. Our time of doing things, it's done. And we read here in the Psalms that in their old age, they shall bear fruits. They shall be fresh and flourishing. And we find that Anna, this woman of at least 84, possibly 105 years old, was bearing fruits. She was bearing fruit by her prayers, by her fasting. She searched for the Lord, she found the Lord, and she told others about the Lord. She went and she witnessed to the Lord. Also, if we turn to Psalm 71, verse 9, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. And so we find that surely when her strength was beginning to become weak in her body, she was becoming weaker, she still continued to serve the Lord. She may not have been able to go and visit houses as she used to, but she used to serve the Lord in the temple daily by prayer and fasting. Later in that same psalm, verse 17, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-haired, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. Certainly, the old have a real concern for this generation. The older people, they look to this generation now, and they have a great concern for them. And we see in the scriptures, there's no generation gap. There's no such thing as you're too old to instruct a young person in the scriptures. In the Bible, that doesn't exist. And when young people make older people feel that they don't have a right to speak to them and to address them, they're sadly mistaken. This is a wicked thing. The older people, if anything, have a greater responsibility and know more about this generation than this generation knows about itself. The older generation, as we see in the psalmist, and as we look to Anna, that she, as well as the psalmist, understood that there's a great deal that the older generation needs to speak to the younger generation, and that the younger should be seeking the wisdom of the older. However, not everyone here is old. And we see that in Ecclesiastes, very importantly, that Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, do not forsake, serve your Creator in the days of your youth. To serve your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. And Solomon, this was coming from a man who had everything. He had money, he had women, he had possessions, he had it all. And he said, serve your Creator in the days of your youth. Why? Because he recognized when he got older that all those things that he searched after when he was young, he called them vanity. He called them vain. They were worthless. He says it's as grasping for air. He also instructed that the difficult days are coming, so serve God now. Yes, when we're younger, we can play basketball for 6 hours, 7 hours, and our body continues to be strong. But the days come when you get a little bit older, just a little bit older, where you can no longer play basketball but for 2 hours. And where once you could stay awake reading for 5 or 6 hours, you get a little bit older and you begin to get a little bit more tired and you can't concentrate as well. And we're told, serve the Creator in the days of your youth. As we approach the days of the fast, I would speak a word especially to the younger men, if I may. Don't waste time now. Don't waste time when you're younger. The time will come when your vibrance, your energy, is no longer there. And it becomes more difficult when you become older. But we look to Anna as an example of someone who, as a young girl at 21, remained faithful. And she continued serving God in prayer and fasting and searching for Him. May we look to Anna as an example of someone who searched for God and found Him and told others about Him. Glory to God forever. Amen.